I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So what does Christmas look like in Turkey? Bruce Allen with FMI says it's a very private observance for most Christians.
You know, you'd have reading of the relevant scriptures in your congregation. You might do something in your home to observe the holiday.
FMI church partners in Turkey are planning to hold larger Christmas time celebrations. One will take place in Ankara, Turkey's capital, and one in Istanbul.
In Istanbul, they're renting a hall that handles about 700 people. They will have food to share. They will have crafts. There will be the singing of Christmas carols. Someone will be explaining what Christmas is. What is the meaning of this holiday?
Muslims recognize some elements of the Christmas celebration, but they're unfamiliar with the concept of God taking on human flesh. It took FMI partners and churches working together to make these events happen. So as you celebrate Christmas today, pray for the churches in Turkey. Finally, it's been 8 years since the Islamic State took over a third of Iraq. A million displaced people still can't return home, yet hope remains. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
After watching the Islamic State destroy his hometown, Qasem turned his back on Islam. He fled to a camp for internally displaced people and got a Bible from Christian Aid Mission. Soon, Qasem began following Jesus. One day, Iraq's government hired Qasem as a teacher, and they assigned him to a camp housing captured ISIS fighters and their families. Instead of treating his students like their parents treated him, Qasem shared the love of Christ. Some of the students have accepted Jesus, and they're learning Bible verses in secret. You can help gospel workers like Qasem at missionnews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. On behalf of the MNN team, Chris Ruge, Dodd Morris, Katie Harth, Kevin Zeller, Emily Roth, and Alex Anhalt, we want to wish you a time of rest, peace, and joy today. Merry Christmas. I'm Ruth Kramer.